Remember when she got naked, Kathy Bates?
I do. In About Schmidt?
Yeah, that was brutal. Not that right. Jack Nicholson's fun to look at without a shirt on, but that was just bad. It's like, who's who? I didn't really know. It was awful. Didn't like it. Kathy Bates, remember in Misery when she just fucking beats the shit out of James Caan and she's got all those little statues?
Penguins?
In the curio cabinets and such?
Psychopath.
I don't like that. People that collect things are psychos.
What?
Just throwing that out there.
A little bit. As I look at my tubs of shit that I
no, I'm like, all the shit on my walls. I got so many toys that they're not even in boxes anymore. They're hanging on my walls. It's terrible. That's not to say that I would beat the shit out of James Caan with a sledgehammer, though.
You don't even that far.
Yeah. I'm the exception.
You might just, like, gab his ear off on, like, a subway or something like that. You're not going to permanently hobble him.
That's true. That movie was terrible. I remember I was, like, 12 when I saw that, and I did not like it.
Oh, you didn't?
I mean, it's a great movie, but as a 12-year-old, it was
not
brutal.
Your cup of tea?
Yeah. Didn't like it. It told me never to be a writer, because they obviously have crazy fans.
Or like, just don't kill your main character.
Right.
Happy endings all around.
Yeah, people get upset. I was always wondering about that. You know, writers that go to these signings at different bookstores and then you have these fans approach you that, you know, really took heart to your literary works and how uncomfortable it might have gotten.
Oh, yeah. I mean, yeah, some people definitely get a little too into the characters. Like, I can imagine, like the Sookie Stackhouse novels, you know, now that those are over, and like, I think didn't she like kill Sookie?
I don't know. I don't read those.
I think she did.
Is she really?
Spoiler alert from a book that's been out for 2 years.
So that's done then?
Yeah, she's done writing the books, and I think she finished it. I think she killed Sookie, and or however she ended it didn't please people. Maybe she didn't die. Maybe she just like caught VD or something like that. Like fairy VD.
God damn it! I get it!
This crap. It was terrible.
I was titillated.
I know you want to go.
No, I slept with like 3 girls a night and no one ever said anything.
Dude.
Oh god, you guys are disgusting.
Boring.
So boring.
That is an amazing film.
Ooh, I love me some Statham.
That's a little bit of brilliance that just came out of your mouth there, Justin. I like it.
Do you want to keep going?
Welcome back to another fun-filled episode of the Geek Legacy Podcast. We're back after our much-needed week off, and I'm here with Randy and Justin, just itching to fill your ear holes with just all the geeky goodness that's gone on in the last week or so. So, guys, how you doing today?
I'm fabulous, David. How are you?
Great. How are you, Randy?
I am just absolutely excellent. I'm exuding excellence from my very pores.
Dang it. Would you say you piss it? You piss excellent?
Let's not get crazy.
Yeah, we don't have to pee test yet. But yeah,
probably it's been a big, better that way.
It's been a big week. We've got a lot to get to, so let's just get right into it. Justin, let us know what's happening.
Holy smokes, Dave. There's so many things happening on the boob tube.
Ooh, for boobs.
Yeah, I do too. I really like the idea of this Fargo TV series. It's going to be a limited 10-episode series, but you guys know that I am a huge fan of Fargo, and I actually knew little about this until just a few minutes ago. I know, Dave, you posted the trailer, but I quickly got sucked into it, as I do. I have a bit of an obsessive personality when it comes to Fargo, and I am gobbling this thing up, and I can't wait to see more. It is set in the Fargo universe, but really it has not a whole lot to do with the movie, if anything at all, which is interesting. That makes for a much better series because now it's not drawing out, you know, a 90-minute movie into 10 episodes. So kudos on that. There are going to be a plethora of fun and festive characters that one might argue are kind of dim-witted, but really they're just misunderstood because that's this part of the country that not a lot of us normally visit. So there's really nothing there. There's some, you know, snow. And maybe a couple of pubs, but really, what else do you do in Fargo? Except kill Nothing. People, I guess. which is what happens in the show. But I'm really excited. Freaking Colin Hanks is in it. We like him. Mm-hmm. Bob Odenkirk, we like him for sure. Adam Goldberg, I haven't seen this guy in a while. Not to say that he hasn't been busy, I just haven't really paid much attention to him, and I like that guy. He was the Hebrew Hammer. You guys remember that movie?
Mm-hmm.
And he was also the guy that got stabbed really slowly in Saving Private Ryan on the steps. That was just depressing. He's like, wait. I gotta be in Fargo. Don't kill me. And it was bad. Oliver Platt, we love this guy. He's super funny. Probably the best Three Musketeer ever. I think people forget that.
Even better than Gerard Depardieu?
He was. Playing the same character.
Yes.
Out there. And, exactly. And Billy Bob Thornton, who personally I think is a bit of a douche, but that's not going to stop me from watching it.
It's not going to Chevy Chase you?
No, and I know this guy is a total ass, too. That he was on some Canadian show once where he was on to talk about his music, and the host there started bringing up his movie career, and he gave him a total attitude and just kind of like a fuck-off kind of personality and just kind of ruined the whole interview, and I thought that was very immature. I don't understand why actors can just stoop to such an unprofessional level. It just blows my mind. It's a 6-minute interview at the most, and all I had to do was answer this guy's questions. I mean, he's only an Academy Award winning actor, right?
For Sling Blade.
For Sling Blade, right? Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, so, dude, that's why you're famous. You're not famous for your singing career. You're famous for your acting and writing career, directing. God forbid the guy have a question about what he's really, you know, on this planet to do. It's stupid. Anyway, I'll check it out.
Yeah, and the Coen brothers are going to executive produce it, so they'll have, you know, maybe some input in it, you know, so.
Right, and that premieres April 15th via FX. Check it out. It's going to be a lot of fun.
I will.
Next up, Gotham. It's going to be a lot of fun. This is a show that's basically an origin story for Batman. If you haven't heard about this by now, then you're just a silly goose. But we did get some insight. We got some fun little promo pics for, what is his name? Harvey Bullock, who's going to be played by Donald Loge. And he's kind of I think he's going to fit this role just fine. I always kind of pictured Bullock to be a little bit fatter because of the cartoon, basically, the animated series.
Right.
I think this guy's going to pull it off pretty nicely. He kind of has that rugged, you know, I don't give a F kind of persona about him. And I think that'll work. And then we also got a picture of a young Selina Kyle. And the photo just looks weird to me. I don't know about you guys, but it almost looks like her head does not belong on that body.
Yeah, like a bad Photoshop job.
Yeah, I don't like it. I don't like her haircut. And I don't like the Photoshop job. But whatever, what can you do? This is a newcomer. Her name is Carmen, what is that, Bikondova or something like that?
Close.
Bikondova?
Sounds right.
Bikondova?
I don't know.
Let's get her on the show and ask her how you say her name.
Yeah, get her on next week. Well, what do we think about Benjamin McKenzie as Gordon with no mustache? People seem to be up in arms that he dare play Commissioner Gordon without a mustache. Maybe Commissioner Gordon's got a mustache.
Maybe he couldn't grow one right away. Maybe he's a late bloomer.
Didn't we get a non-mustache having Gordon in 1989's Batman?
No, he had a...
Yeah, like a gray mustache.
Yeah, did he?
Yeah. He was mustachioed.
Did he have a mustache? No, I'm confused. It was a little one. It was really separated. I think it was like, you know, there wasn't any directly under his nose. It was more on the sides.
More to the side.
I think. I don't know. Who cares? And you know what's funny is... The one fat cop,
Eckert.
Eckert, yeah, he's kind of like a quasi Bullock.
That's what I always think of.
Yeah,
when I have to picture him.
Me too.
Think of the future. Think about
you ain't got no future, Jack. What an asshole! And he's wearing like the brown coat, like he's a PI, but really he's a detective on the force. Yeah,
you ain't no gumshoe.
He's got like a mustard stain on his tie and shirt.
Mustard.
He's a disgrace to the department, if you ask me. That's about it for the Gotham. What about American Horror Story? You guys watch this?
Nope.
You seen this?
I didn't watch the first season, but I've been watching it ever since.
Oh, it's on Netflix?
I know, I just didn't care to go back to it. But I've enjoyed the other seasons.
It's not like you have to, right? The whole series resets itself every season?
Exactly. Every season it resets itself, it retains like the same core cast,
mm-hmm.
and all the supporting cast kind of gets rotated out.
Oh. But don't they play different roles though, right?
They play completely different roles, different time periods, completely different things. I think the new season they released a teaser image and it looks kind of like it's going to have like a circus kind of feel to it. There's like clowns and shit.
Yeah, it's called Freak Show.
There you go.
I know about it on geeklegacy.com.
Yeah, so that's so apparently, what the hell is her name? Lang, right?
Yeah, Jessica Lang.
And this is going to be her last season. She's like, she's kind of got like a freak rescue, and she just kind of helps these people that have deformities.
Good on her.
And then they made a show about it.
It's like that movie, that Matthew McConaughey movie, Catch and Release, but with circus freaks.
Right. I was thinking 101 Dalmatians, but with freaks instead. A Dalmatian plantation. In this case, it's a freak show. I don't like this idea. What if it's a bunch of people behind like plexiglass, and then other people put in like a quarter in a slot, then a light beams down on the freak, and we got to see them?
It's a peep show.
That's not right.
Well, how much of the quarter does the freak get?
I don't know. Probably a bit of the two.
Well, if he gets half, you know, it's not bad.
It's not bad. But you know, some fucking elephant whipping ringleaders getting all the coins.
Twirling his mustache.
Jessica Lang. She's going to collect all the coins and then leave this series. But that's it. You know, TV news. Boop doop. Check it out. That's it for me. Randy, what do you got going on?
Well, there's some fun new Star Wars news floating around the internet this week. So, we know that Michael Arndt was kind of signed on early on as a writer for Episode 7. And then we heard towards the end of last year that he was kind of removed from the project. We didn't really know why, other than some sort of like dispute with J.J. Abrams. Well, it came to light that we finally know why that happened. And that's because Arndt's version of the script was going to rely heavily on a new generation of heroes. Maybe Han and Luke's kids, whatever, the younger generation that's going to be taking over the Star Wars franchise, whereas J.J. Abrams really wanted it to be more centered, at least this first movie, Episode 7, more centered around the original cast, to kind of use that, if nothing else, to kind of draw people back into the Star Wars universe, maybe get rid of the taste of the prequels out of our mouths, and then go from there, maybe explore to the younger crowd. So I think that was pretty interesting, but what that really kind of served to solidify is something that we've pretty much knew for months now, but it kind of really puts in stone that we are going to finally see Mark Hamill, Carrie Fisher, and Harrison Ford back on the big screen in a Star Wars movie. So that makes me a happy camper.
Now, why do we care about Michael Arndt? What has he done? Tell me about his resume. Anything exciting?
He did Toy Story 3.
Yeah, Toy Story 3, which is pretty big deal.
That's a big deal.
Yeah, he's a big Pixar guy. He worked on Up. He worked on Wall-E.
Little Miss Sunshine.
Yeah, he did Little Miss Sunshine.
Catching Fire he did, too. I didn't know that.
Huh.
So he knows a thing or two about writing a good movie.
He should, yeah.
Interesting.
It's sad that he is no longer involved with Star Wars, because we need a good Star Wars movie.
Right.
But what about, what's his name?
Lawrence Kasdan?
Yeah, Kasdan.
Yeah, because Kasdan was put in charge of the standalones, and he was gonna write standalones, but he has since replaced Arndt as the main screenwriter on Episode 7, 8, and 9.
Now, he's under a lot of pressure, see?
Because a little bit.
Because everyone knows, well, not everyone, but a lot of people would argue that Empire is the best of the six. And so people would be expecting a pretty amazing film.
Honestly, it just has to be better than Episode 1.
Right.
As long as Episode 7 is better than Episode 1, it doesn't even necessarily have to be better than like Episode 3. But as long as it's better than Episode 1, I think I'll consider it a win.
Right. I think that the secret to, or at least my favorite formula, is lightsabers. I want to see a lot of lightsaber action. I think that is more fun. I think it's more fun than space battles. I think it's more fun than just, you know, getting stranded on a planet. I just want to see a lot of green and yellow and blue lightsabers flying all over the place. And red.
Definitely red. I totally agree, and I think that's one of the things that, at least for me, works the best in the Clone Wars series too. Just the fact that you get to see so many different, diverse lightsaber battles. That's one of my favorite parts of the Clone Wars animated series. So if they learn anything from the sheer volume of Star Wars content that they've been putting out over the last 10 years or so since Episode 3 came out, it's that fans really like a lot of lightsaber action.
And how. And, like, honestly, with Episode 1, at the very beginning when they're on the ship and those crazy blast doors close and they stick the lightsaber in to start cutting a hole through the door, I was like, holy shit, dude, I never even thought of that. That's awesome.
And, like, the music swells.
Yeah, we're just now seeing this.
The thing is, there are some really amazingly good things about Episode 1. There are some badass things. Uh-huh. But there's at least one thing that so far outweighs it on the negative side that it just kind of burned us.
And even the first time we saw Darth Maul with his double-bladed lightsaber in the preview, I was like, holy shit, this is going to be the best movie ever. I remember like saying that. I was like, this movie's going to be incredible. But it wasn't the case, but I mean, when it was still all said and done, like from the part, what's that song? Duel of the Fates?
Duel of the Fates.
Okay, so the moment that song kicks in, I don't really care what's happening on the screen. I'm just so into it that it really doesn't matter. I'm just enjoying myself from that point on till the credits. And I don't know how you guys feel about it, but you know, obviously the music plays a pretty big role in our enjoyment for these films. So that's another thing too, that the score's got to be amazing.
John Williams. And he's coming, and he's coming back. So he'll be there for the at least Episode 7. And I think you might be in luck. I think we'll see a lot of lightsabers because Episode 7 is going to take place 30 years after Return of the Jedi. So it's given Luke plenty of time to rebuild the Jedi Order. We probably won't see them in the abundance of like the prequels, but there are plenty of Force users left in the galaxy at that point. So we should see plenty. And I know a lot of people's main complaint about the prequels were that they relied too heavily on green screen and they didn't have enough practical sets and stuff like that. A London company that does sets, they've already started fabricating like the Millennium Falcon, and they've already started fabricating some of these. They've leaked some images, and I guess they're signed on for like a 7-year deal to do all the movies. Company. So it sounds like Abrams is really trying to have a lot of practical sets.
I like it.
So he has heard what the complaints were of the prequels, and he is trying to address a lot of them.
But I mean, like, you know, like Randy was saying about, you know, if you take anything from the prequels, it's, you know, the lightsaber fights. Like when we're seeing Anakin and Obi-Wan fight each other, I get so pissed anytime it cuts away to show something else. I'm like, I don't care about anything else. Just show me this fight. And if we can see fights on that kind of scale throughout it, I think that would be incredible.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah. It's all about fighting. It's a movie called Star Wars. Bring me the wars.
Yeah.
Well, they're gonna bring him.
So what's the over under on Harrison Ford getting killed off in Episode 7?
Oh man, I hope they do it in the first 5 seconds.
They won't. For my sake, I hope they don't.
I do. He's a grumpy goose.
I definitely think they're gonna kill off his character. I definitely think that's the only way that he is allowing himself to be brought back into this endeavor is to kill off his character.
Will he go down with the Millennium Falcon, you think?
That would be the way to go.
Yeah.
Crash that thing into, I don't know.
Sun.
The next Death Star.
And be angry about it. That'd be cool.
The Solo clan is the portion of the story that I'm most worried about. It'll be great because it'll be Star Wars and I'll get more Star Wars and that's all I care about. But, you know, I have a lot invested in, you know, my love of the expanded universe. And
what are you, Charles Schwab?
Exactly. I got money in this. I got internet money. Just because Harrison Ford's a fucking idiot and wants to die doesn't mean that they have to kill him off. Right. They can just—he's just busy.
Well, maybe he dies.
He has a pneumonia.
Maybe he dies, and then Lando fills that void that Leia's missing.
into boudoir.
Yeah.
Ooh, I like where this is going.
I do too.
I might be on board for that. Maybe need to send Abrams a note.
Got it. And it's going to be an IMAX, so that's exciting.
That is exciting. Yeah, that was another thing that was released this week.
Star Wars is big on the close-ups and the cockpits and such. So you're going to be seeing giant pilots.
Yeah. IMAX, 8-story tall TIE fighter pilots.
I don't know how I feel about that. It's like, wow, that's quite a face you got there, Luke. The years have been kind. Leia.
Yeah, it's funny. Luke and everyone else is going to be like super tied up, and like Leia's like got the Marla Hoot shot like 2 miles away.
A League of Their Own? Yeah. Wow, yeah. What a hitter, or something like that.
Wow, yeah. Look at these girls. And then there's Marla Hooch. What a hitter. It's all fire like waving.
Yeah, that's so sad. I don't like that. It had to be you. She's funny.
You.
I'm singing it, Nelson.
Aren't I, baby?
Yeah, that's funny. Anyway, good stuff. I can't wait. And we can expect to see Star Wars in Christmas of next year, 2015. Man, that's so... It's not soon, but at the same time, I feel like it's already almost April, so we're just trekking along pretty good here.
Yeah, right? Really.
Considering they've announced no cast yet. No one has officially been cast in the film, and they're going to start shooting
tomorrow.
No, it was in the thing. They're going to start shooting blah, 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 blah. June. Sorry. They're going to start shooting in June.
Oh, well, they got time.
You got 2 months.
For lightsaber training.
2 months to cast the movie, and then they got to read it before they go. Yeah. Got to learn the lines, see?
Oh, there's no lines.
Yeah, it's just all lightsaber fights.
The only lines are the ones of coke being done by Carrie Fisher off the back of fucking Chewbacca's ass.
Yeah, now
Chewbacca's
talking.
Dead at this point. We ain't going to see no Chewbacca.
I think you will.
I think we will, too.
Chewbacca died 26 years after Return of the Jedi. This is set 30 years after Return of the Jedi. Hence, Chewbacca's been dead for 4 years.
You can throw all those books away, man. They don't mean
pretty much.
They just have a big burning, right?
Yeah, just have a big Star Wars book burning.
That's the alternate timeline.
Besides, Peter Mayhew's got his bionic legs now, so yeah. he's good to go.
The Lucas era of Star Wars, and so this will just be like the Star Wars era, or the Disney era. So it's different. They can coexist in my mind. They just will have nothing to do with each other.
Whatever gets me some new Star Tours, locales, and adventures, that's cool. So if Disney has to butcher the movies to get me some new Star Tours content, then by all means, make it so.
Yep.
Agreed. I like the Star Tours.
Yeah. Those tour buses, you know, they can do a trench run.
They sure can. They sure can't avoid lasers.
I helped destroy the Death Star once.
Well, no, I don't want to brag, right?
couple times.
I was in one that went head-to-head both with Darth Vader and Boba Fett in the same time.
Oh, man, I haven't done any of the new stuff.
Oh, it's pretty cool.
Yeah, I need to do that. I hear it's like $8,000 if you want to go to Disneyland. They need a coupon day.
Yeah. You have a coupon day. Speaking of coupon days, you see that BD Wong was coming back for Jurassic World?
No, I did not.
Yeah.
That is the same T-Rex that was in the first one, right?
What? Correct.
Sorry.
Dr. Henry Wu or whatever? Mm-hmm.
That guy, he's in a million things too. We were just talking about someone that had like 100 plus credits, but that guy is just one of those faces that's in 100 movies that always gets like a little 2-bit part.
Yeah, he's awesome in all of them.
Mm-hmm. I mean, he's in the Law and Order there, I guess, on a regular basis. Mm-hmm. But...
yeah, and he was on ER for like 6 years.
Life finds a way.
All the dinosaurs under Arthur Parker, bred females.
He's still watching the eggs hatch.
Probably. Well, actually, it's from the description that the press release gave, it sounded like that he had had a disagreement with how John Hammond wanted to run the company. And so people are kind of hinting that he may be the Nedry of this film. Like, he may be the reason that Jurassic Park goes down.
Oh, shit.
Because in this one, Jurassic Park's an actual park. Like,
it exists.
It exists and it's open to the public.
It is like Jaws 3D.
Yeah. Can't say just Jaws 3. It's always got to be 3D.
Right.
But yeah, and I'm sure this one will be in 3D. As well.
Right. It's going to be Jurassic Park 4 3D.
On IMAX.
On ice.
The Raptors on ice skates.
Yeah, that wouldn't work. They'd be slipping all over the goddamn.
Oh, they could do. They could spin around on those little front talons. That'd be awesome.
Just screeching.
Or they really do turn into birds and they start flying around.
And then Grant's all, "See, I was right."
Yeah, I could see that happen.
Yeah,
cool. I'm looking forward to it. I like the Jurassic Park.
Oh man, me too.
Well, it's funny the way they did like a video press conference, and it was like, Jurassic Park has a storied history of bringing back cast members to pass on the torch. And it's like, Jeff Goldblum, Jurassic Park 1 to 2. It's like, Sam Neill, Jurassic Park 2 to 3. And now, BD Wong.
I'm like, wow. What? Everyone's like, who?
I'm like, well, the other two were kind of important.
Yeah, he was like scientist number 6 in the first one.
Scientist number 6 that gets away on the on the boat. He managed to get to the boat on time. He can tell Congrats.
Yeah, he tells time and he can spot the sex of a dinosaur.
Yeah. That's you come back. You come back for the fourth one.
That kid's going places.
Might as well have brought Samuel Jackson's arm back.
Oh, that's fun. It's in like one of those cases in Terminator 2.
I was going to say like Terminator 2.
Yeah, they clone him.
That's sweet.
This man knew how to run the park. Sure, everyone died when he was in charge.
Yeah, I like that movie.
It does not. Nothing about that movie sucks.
Nope.
And the effects stand up today.
Yes, they do.
Yeah, which is pretty amazing. 21 years.
Mm-hmm. This movie's made like 5 years ago that don't stand up.
Honestly.
That's true. Sharknado? Come on.
I'm sure they had the same budget.
Yeah. Pretty close.
It was the most realistic shark tornado I'd ever seen, if that's any consolation.
That's true. That movie's so bad. I can't believe... I mean, I can believe it, but it's just nuts that that was like the most popular film for a day.
Yeah. Well, it's funny. They did studies, too, and it ended up being like... that all of that talk on Twitter and stuff didn't really translate into views. Like, most of the people talking about it were just talking about how stupid the idea was. And, like, it wasn't seen by that many more people than most of their movies.
Oh.
Which was I was kind of surprised.
That is surprising.
I assumed that everyone watched it once.
Yeah, I had to. I literally had to watch it. I was going to hate myself if I didn't see it.
Yeah. And then you hated yourself for watching.
Yeah, it's like Hands Across America. Why would you not get in line to join hands with somebody?
I guess I haven't seen you since, Hands Across America?
Yeah, exactly. Shit, there's just some things in this world you have to do. And that's right.
We just referenced one of them. Beer Fest.
It's true. Anyway, what else you got? Star Wars, we're all going to go see it.
Yep.
Many times.
Oh, man, I like the Twi'leks. I think they should just be naked, though.
Oh, man. Okay, speaking of Twi'leks and naked.
Oh, I like where this is going.
For work, last Saturday, I had to shoot the Swallows Day Parade. There's this group called the Saber Guild, and it's just a bunch of people that cosplay as Star Wars characters and fight with lightsabers, prop lightsabers. So they're walking down the parade route just like, lightsaber dueling, and it's pretty badass. And there's this one chick who was dressed as a red Twi'lek. It wasn't the crazy all tattooed one from the comics Darth Talon, the one that we all had a crush on. But she was a different red Twi'lek, and she had these gigantic breasts that seemed to defy physics when she was just like doing some of these saber moves. It was fun.
Did you get her name?
I did not. I was running a camera crane, but.
That's what gets the chicks, man.
But it was fun just the same.
Like, I'm with the band.
Oh, my God. How funny was that in the Archer episode where he's like, cameraman Randy?
Yeah.
I couldn't stop laughing. I was like, oh, shit. And he had a little mustache and everything. I immediately thought of you, Mr. Rando.
Yeah, it definitely made me smile, too.
Good stuff.
It was a good season.
Oh, and then Cyril was like a sound guy named Chet or something. And that made me too. I was like, of course, Chet. Why not? That was awesome.
It's true. You actually look gayer without the mustache.
Dukes.
So, David, what you got going on?
Oh, my God. There's so much. So, we'll go lightning round on this one.
Wait.
Okay, so a couple quick things. Did you guys all see the new trailer for X-Men Days of Future Past?
Yes.
And what did you think?
Fun.
Definitely didn't suck.
Well, those are two rousing endorsements.
I didn't want to interrupt him. No, it looks great. I'm excited. I liked X-Men, and I like X-Men movies, and I am excited to see it. How about that?
I like that. That's a more apt description. That's cool. We got to see a couple shots of the Sentinels in action. They look pretty cool. We got to see a lot of the actors we know and love. I don't know if you guys saw the poster at the bottom of the post that I did, but it's got like a new poster for the X-Men, and it literally looks like Professor X is like farting an explosion.
Oh.
It's dirty. Just check it out at geeklegacy.com.
The one thing, the Sentinel does like this beam of energy, and it reminded me of the crazy giant villain thing in Thor.
Thor, yeah, the Destroyer, the World Destroyer.
I was like, what? I got the vibe. Don't be doing that. Don't be capping.
Yeah, no one likes to copycat.
But yeah, that is terrible. But by the way, that bottom half with Xavier is awful. What if it just happens with the wheels? That would make all the difference in the world.
I don't know. It just looks terrible. Yeah,
he does have an explosive-looking fart going on right there.
Awful.
It's his ass jetpack.
And even like the expression on Wolverine's face makes it like he can smell it.
Right.
Like he's got this, what am I smelling look on his face? This is a terrible idea.
Who's the flying girl with the pink balls in her hand?
That's Blink. She's the one that teleports.
I see.
I don't believe she's flying. I think it's just they photoshopped her in the midair.
Ah.
But you would think she could fly because she's next to Storm, who's flying. Who looks like meets an untimely end in the trailer.
She gets stabbed. I bet that's in the future, though, so it doesn't mean anything. You know what
I mean? She dies in the future.
I know, but it's all going to be rewritten, so who cares? They could have everybody die in the future.
Well, that's assuming that Wolverine succeeds. How do we know? Maybe this is the last X-Men movie. We don't know what...
Basically, there's a spoiler by already knowing that fucking Apocalypse is going to be in the next one.
Do you think we'll see Apocalypse like in like a after credit scene or something like that, or a tease?
They would. That'd be awesome.
You'll
hear like Sinister talking. Having a conversation, you'll hear two voices having a conversation, you know, when it's all black. Ooh, that's awesome. And then it's, you see Sinister and Apocalypse.
I would literally ejaculate in my seat if I saw Sinister and Apocalypse chatting on the big screen in an X-Men movie that I knew I was going to get to see in 2 years.
I should do that.
Like, I'd have to buy this seat because they wouldn't be able to let other people sit in it. They'd have to like put the rope up or something like that.
Do it. It would be like someone saying, I'm sorry, but, you know, Sinister apologizing for sucking and failing Apocalypse for like the upteenth time. And then Apocalypse will be like, oh, your insolence is upsetting me and blah, blah, blah. If you want something done, you got to do it yourself. And then it shows Apocalypse and then your jizz. And then it's credits again.
Credits. Like Sinister apologizes, Apocalypse, jizz. Two beats, then the jizz.
Yeah.
So, yeah. So, X-Men trailer. Check it out on the website, geeklegacy.com. It is pretty rad. Also, tomorrow you get a trailer for Edge of Darkness, the Tom Cruise Groundhog Day meets Starship Troopers movie. Mm-hmm. You know, could be fun. We'll have to see what the trailer looks like tomorrow. So, go to Geek Legacy as soon as you're listening to this to check that one out. Two more quick things. Prometheus 2. Ridley Scott announced that he is going to his next film is going to be Prometheus 2. Did you guys both see the first one?
Yeah.
Yes.
And did you like it?
I didn't hate it as much as everybody else.
Yeah, I was kind of mediocre about it, but from what I hear, this next one's supposed to be a little bit more alien-y, maybe.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a good description. I like that they actually used the words alien-y. Yeah, I mean, I think that Prometheus was just a victim of its own advertising and its marketing campaign. You know, they spent too much time, like, is it, isn't it, linked to the Alien movies?
And if they would have just had it take place on LV 426, then it would have made all the sense in the world, because they do board a crash vessel that looks a lot like the one in Alien, and they do have those dead architect guys that look a lot like the guy that's an Alien,
mm-hmm.
and that's just kind of dumb. You know, he's sitting, like, in that gunner seat or in the cockpit seat.
Yeah, the engineer.
Yeah, it's like, dude, just LV-426, and then it's done. That's all you got to do. Hey, we're going to go to LV-426. Boom, it's on the same planet. And then Case closed. That's all there is to it.
Prequel, yeah. Done.
Yeah.
Everyone's happy.
But see, then you can't make a sequel of the prequel then. Like, why like not? This one's apparently going to be.
Like episode 2 and episode 3?
Well, that was designed to be a trilogy. I don't know. Give me goddamn aliens or get the fuck out.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, I think they were trying to be too cute and it blew up in their face.
Right. Is Fassbender and the other chick going to be in it?
Yes. Fassbender, yeah. For sure, supposedly, because there's supposed to be more of his model android running around.
Adam or yeah. Something like that?
David.
David.
Yeah, there's going to be... I am David, so is he.
There, you know, there was a long... I saw like some Scandinavian porn or something, and there was a guy named David, and it was his birthday, and they're like, "Happy birthday, David!" And it took me years to not call you David.
But when you say happy birthday to me, you usually say David.
Yeah, there you go.
And then Naomi Rapace, who played the female lead, she survived at the end, but
right.
That doesn't necessarily mean anything because there were, you know, a couple other survivors after the end of Aliens who didn't come back for Alien 3. So.
Oh yeah, they died on the arrival. They were EOA.
Like the goddamn kid.
The kid and
Newt,
Donnie and Ringo
and Hicks.
Yeah.
Or is it Hudson?
It's Hicks. Hudson.
Bill Paxton's Hudson.
Yes.
Okay, I always get that. Both start with H. Too confusing. So you can read all about Prometheus 2. There's a couple other little bits of info on geeklegacy.com about it. And then let us know in the comments what you think of the project and its predecessor, Prometheus.
I think it's going to be amazing.
I hope so. I like the aliens.
Yeah.
And then did you guys see the set photos from the Italian shoot of Avengers Age of Ultron?
Mm-hmm.
Did you see them, Randy?
I'm looking at them now.
What do you think of that? What do you guys think of that sweet, sweet Quicksilver outfit there?
I think he looks like he's going to be in the Tour de France.
And not win.
Yeah.
Like he's never going to have the yellow jersey.
I think it's I think that is a terrible, terrible costume.
Maybe it's going to be all CG'd like the Green Lantern costume was. Maybe that's just some incredible motion capture suit.
Without the motion capture dots.
Well, it doesn't necessarily need the dots if he's got like little bits of electronics all over his body, perhaps. Maybe. I don't know. I'm grasping at straws.
Those are a couple lot of ifs.
Right. Maybe he's like a track star and he's running in some New York marathon or something. And that's his outfit, you know, like there's a number 86 or something behind him. Right. And then something bad happens. And then the Avengers show up and see that this guy has some super fast powers. So then they say, hey, you know, why don't you hang out with us for a little bit? And then they give him a new outfit.
Yeah, it's like they come in, they feed him, they give him a bath, cut his hair, and give him a new outfit.
like Encino Man, basically.
Exactly. See?
I really enjoy your glasses half full optimism there, Justin.
Yeah, I'm just, you know, you can't base anything on these pictures. So we never know. This is the first 5 minutes of the movie. He hasn't been, he hasn't put on the real costume yet.
Right, and that's possible. I mean, not the intricate description you gave, but it's possible that like maybe that's just something like he did. Like, you know, Spider-Man wore like a hoodie when he, you know, he made his own costume. You know, maybe this is like he thinks is cool.
The human spider.
Yeah, the human spider, and then right, Bonesaw McGraw. And then right below him, you have the picture, you know, of Elizabeth Olsen as the Scarlet Witch. And, you know, she's got, you know, a pretty normal-looking outfit on, you know, but it's reminiscent of what Scarlet Witch wears. You know, black dress, you know, red jacket. So who knows? And then there's Ultron, or who we assume is Ultron. And obviously Ultron will have a lot of CGI with him as well. And this is more than likely just someone on set to interact with. But nonetheless, it's kind of cool to see. See the movie kind of coming together.
I don't think her outfit looks anything like what she normally does.
Well, she normally has like a cape, but I mean like...
Yeah, she has a stupid headdress. She has like two colors of red going on normally. It's like a lighter red and it's like almost like a pink and a red. She's like a Valentine villain.
True. That's it, you know. There's plenty more going on. Lots going on in the world of movies, so keep your peepers peeped at geeklegacy.com for all your fun movie news. So, yeah. You guys have anything else, or Randy, you got a list?
I do have a fun list, and this is kind of inspired by our Star Wars talk earlier, specifically about Han Solo dying. So here are the top 10 reasons Why Han Solo needed to die in The Empire Strikes Back.
Ooh.
So this should be fun. Number 10 speaks near and dear to my heart. Han Solo's death may have meant he had more time for more Indiana Jones movies. Yes.
But do we need more Indiana Jones movies? I saw four.
Dude, in the 80s? Yeah, we absolutely could have needed more Indiana Jones movies. In between Temple of Doom and Last Crusade, there was a 5-year period of time where they could have pumped out like another two movies.
But do you think, but I mean, Lucas still was going to be on Star Wars, and that Spielberg guy, he's kind of busy too.
They could have made it happen. It was a juggernaut.
When was Last Crusade, 89?
Last Crusade was 89. And actually, this probably would have realistically meant that he had more time to do it between Raiders and Temple. So maybe they could have come up with something else instead of Temple of Doom, or maybe there could have been another little something.
Who did Willow?
Ron Howard.
Oh, that's right. But that was a Lucas film, though, right?
Yeah, that was like 87, I believe.
There wouldn't have been, but okay, I agree. Maybe you would have got one more movie.
So
I mean, Raiders is 81, right?
Raiders was 81.
All right, so 84
for
82.
Temple. Yeah. Empire's 80.
I'm sorry. I was thinking that's right. So let's see. I don't think it would have happened. But.
I don't know. This is just this asshole's list, so we're going to go with it. But hey, I still agree with the message. If it could have got us one more good Indiana Jones movie in the 80s, then hell yeah. Why wouldn't we want that?
Well, you got one more good one. You got it in 89.
Yeah, that is the best.
Man.
So good.
Do you realize if we would have got one more movie in that early period in the 80s that Last Crusade would be Indy 4?
Oh, that would have changed everything.
Meditate on that.
I think the collapse.
They still would have made Last Crusade third, and their Crystal Skull would have just come years and years earlier.
Number 9, his death would have inspired the rebellion to arms.
You think he quit?
Yeah, you know. But by the time he'd done a fair amount by the time Empire comes around, I guess.
I guess, but he left them. He was like, "Sorry, I got a mark on my head. I gotta go."
Yeah, he was a captain at that point. And I assume he was a captain in the rebellion and not just of his own ship. So I don't know.
Yeah. Dude, I could get a little rowboat and call myself a captain.
Hell, just get a little hat, call yourself a captain.
Yeah. There is some validity to that statement because, I mean, there's a year and a half between Empire and Return of the Jedi. And that year and a half, Luke and Leia spent most of their time trying to free Han. You know, if they would have just put all their effort into thwarting the Empire, they wouldn't even have started that second Death Star.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it gets to that later in the list here.
Oh, sorry.
The needs of the many outweigh the needs of the few.
Number 8, losing Han Solo made everyone better. Everyone became a better person. Chewie had a renewed sense of purpose to protect Princess Leia. Luke realized that he really did need to go complete his training. And Lando apparently stopped being such a self-absorbed ass and actually stepped up to help the rebellion.
Nice. It's like when you like lose your sight, your hearing is better.
So Luke does go back to Dagobah in between Empire and Return of the Jedi?
No.
He does not. So all this time passes and the last thing that...
He's just sitting around. Yeah, they're formulating a plan to save Han, and he's sitting around smoking a lot of pot and playing video games.
That's too bad. Look at how much more training he could have had if he would have went back to Yoda.
Yeah. Meanwhile, the Emperor and Vader are making to the Death Star.
Yeah, and meanwhile, Yoda's sitting over there dying, and Luke gets there just in time to see him kick the bucket.
Yeah, that's
unfortunate. It's like, I hope I can make it.
It's like, oh, do you need help with that? Oh, you're already done? Oh, cool.
He's a slacker.
He totally is a slacker. Number 7. Episode 7 would then be little more than a glorified cameo, which is kind of my prediction that Harrison Ford is pretty much just going to have a small cameo in it before his character kicks the bucket. And we wouldn't even have this conversation had he been killed off in episode 2 or episode 5 rather. Yep. Harrison Ford's heart just isn't in the character anymore. That one's number 6.
Yeah.
In the in the 80s, apparently, Harrison Ford appeared on an episode of The Tonight Show, and that was the first time he made the public statement that he had zero interest in ever playing Han Solo again, and it angered a bunch of fans to hear that, but we've heard it many times since then.
Yeah, he's just a dick about it.
Yeah, it just, his heart simply isn't in the character.
Yeah, I'm totally fine with him not being on there. I mean, I like, if he doesn't want to be there, I don't want him there. Like, I'm fine just having Harrison, or Mark Hamill and, you know, Carrie Fisher.
Yeah, he's just going to Skype his performance. They're going to say, oh, we're being hailed by Captain Solo. He's going to be in his fucking panties in his living room.
Yeah, or he's busy. He's just doing stuff. He's like running errands. He's like a house husband now.
Or just kill off his character off screen, you know?
So oh,
dead.
I'm going to kill him.
Yeah, and like the crawl comes up and it's like, Han Solo's dead.
Yeah, at the very beginning, you know, like they begin the Clone Wars episodes. It's like a newsreel. Han Solo, dead.
Yeah. Spoiler alert.
Yeah.
That'd be fun. That's all it is. That's all it says. The crawl's really short. Boom.
Number five. Han Solo had become a detriment to the mission, always being chased around by bounty hunters, you know, and as a rebellion, you're generally supposed to stay, like, low profile, incognito. He is definitely not that guy.
And he runs funny.
He does run funny. And that's almost, maybe that relates to number four here. Han Solo kept getting caught. He is terrible at not getting caught. So, he got boarded by Imperials and had to dump his cargo. That's what got him in trouble with Jabba the Hutt to begin with. All right, he got caught in the tractor beam in the first Death Star. He got caught in Cloud City. The freaking Ewoks caught him and were going to fucking eat him. He's just terrible at evasion.
And the Empire catches him in the shield generator.
Exactly. Come on. Terrible.
He is terrible.
Number three, Han Solo's continued life threatened the rebellion. And this goes back to what David was saying. So a year and a half takes place in between Empire and Jedi. And all the rebels are trying to do is free this one dude. And it gets to the point where freaking Luke is going to be fed to a goddamn Sarlacc. And all the lead rebels are all going to be killed because they went back to save one dude.
Right. The last remaining known Jedi Knight.
Yeah. I don't know. This one's fun, and this one really speaks to David, I think. Number two, Han and Leia apparently must have been terrible parents because they raised the ultimate Sith Lord that just, like, killed a bunch of people.
Yeah. They raised a little mini Darth Vader.
Yep. Darth Cadus, Jason Solo.
That's right. With a C.
Normally, and bad guys have Ks. But Star Wars is all about the Cs. Count Dooku. Cade. There's that bounty hunter, Cade something.
Cade Skywalker.
Oh, yeah, there's that guy, too. I was thinking of
Cad Bane.
Cad Bane, yeah.
Cad Bane's kind of cool.
Yeah, he's a cowboy.
Got a hat.
He's got a big old 10-gallon hat. That's for sure.
They're like,
he's like the only cool
C-3PO.
Stretch. Cad Bane's like the only cool Duros in the universe.
Yeah, so
that's cool. What's a Duros?
The blue alien guys. They're in A New Hope. They're spacefarers.
Space what?
Spacefarers. They travel to space.
Oh, I see. Cool.
So number one on the list, Indiana Jones 5. So apparently, we've talked about this before. There's a rumor that Indiana Jones 5 is not going to happen unless Harrison Ford was in the new Star Wars movie, or he's kind of like, say, hey, I'll be in 7, just make sure that Indy 5 happens. And the terrible thing about that, and it is terrible, because if it is completely hinging on Star Wars Episode 7, which doesn't even go into production until, you know, later this year, not going to be out till next year, which means they're not going to, at the earliest, start production on Indy 5 until, like, maybe, what, 2016?
Mm-hmm.
Which is 8 years after Indy 4 came out, and he was already old as fuck in Indy 4? Oh my god, come on.
But his heart's in it, though. That's what he's arguing.
No, I agree. His heart is in it, and I love it, and I will watch every single Indiana Jones movie that they ever make, especially if they're all starring Harrison Ford, but he is turning into the old one-eyed 100-year-old Indy from the bookends of the Young Indiana Jones Chronicles. Yeah. He's turning into that in front of our very eyes.
Yeah.
Told the future. I think he's just an egomaniac, because I mean Harrison Ford and Han Solo are similar characters, and they each have the same amount of depth, you know, no matter what Harrison Ford wants to say.
Ensemble, it's not all about him. Indy is all about him. So I agree with you there. He's just an egomaniacal maniac.
Whatever. How hard is it to be like, so I was in these three movies that made $1 trillion and everyone knows and loves me for them. So, you know, maybe I'll do a little fan service and show up and get paid millions of dollars to be in another one. It's not like Abrams is going to him like, dude, I need you to do this for me for free. We can't afford you.
Yeah.
So he's going to be well compensated.
Is that cool?
Forget him. He's dead to me.
Oh, shit.
It's no good to me dead. Mixed messages.
Yeah.
Put Captain Solo in the cargo hold.
I will.
Cool. Oops.
Yeah. Good list, Randy. Good list.
Do we have a fun game?
We do. In keeping with the theme of the show of Star Wars, I guess, I just wanted to play a quick lightning round game of how well do you know the prequels with you guys? So basically what's going to happen is I'm going to give you a category that has to do with the prequels. And you guys are going to just answer rapid fire. And when you can't answer a question, then the opponent gets the point. It's easy as that. So say this were to be an X-Men themed one, I'd ask you to name X-Men, and then you guys would go back and forth. And once someone can't name one, they're out.
Oh shit!
Sound good?
Sounds great.
Cool. All right. The first one is going to be planets in the prequel trilogy. We're going to a random coin toss. Justin gets to go first. Justin, name me a planet in the prequels.
Naboo.
Randy.
Sulukumai.
Justin.
Mustafar.
Randy.
Coruscant.
Justin.
Oh, that's a good one. Tatooine.
Randy.
Cato Neimoidia.
That business on Cato Neimoidia doesn't count.
Justin. Three.
Genosha.
Oh, Randy.
Kamino.
Justin.
That's the one that I was trying to say. I got nothing. I don't know anymore.
All right. Point to Randy. Good job, Randy. All right. We're going to start with Randy on this one. Randy, name me an alien from the prequels.
Oh.
Species is all you need.
Zabrak.
Randy. Or Justin.
A Doug.
Randy.
Oh, Gungan.
Justin.
Oh, that's a good one. Humanoid.
Randy.
Or human, rather.
What?
A human.
Does it have to only be like they were introduced in the prequel, or can it be anything that showed up in the prequel?
Any species that showed up in the prequel.
Oh. Jawas.
Randy. Justin.
Oh, fuck, what's Watto? Toydarian.
Randy. Oh, that's a good one. Sand people.
What are they called? What's a
Tusken Raiders.
Justin.
Oh, shit. A Darth Malian.
Randy already said Zabrak.
That's what they're called, Zabrak. Yeah. I didn't know.
All right, so we're going with Justin. Justin's going first this time. All right, Justin.
So Randy's got two, and I got zero, right?
2-0. There's only eight. They only got eight. So
that's fine. I suck at Star Wars.
Justin, name me a hero in the prequels.
Obi-Wan Kenobi.
Randy.
Mace Windu.
Justin.
Qui-Gon.
Randy.
Anakin.
Justin.
That's a good one. How about Padme? Randy. She's a day.
R2-D2, my favorite hero.
Justin.
Jar Jar Binks.
Randy.
Yoda.
Justin.
Panaka. Captain Panaka.
Randy.
Commander Rex.
No.
Oh.
No.
Oh.
Gotta give that one to Justin. Yes. Rex is in the Clone Wars. Yes. Good one. Okay.
I really didn't know any other one.
I was trying to think of the commander that was in episode 3. Which commander was it?
Cody.
All right, Justin on the board. Now we're going back to... Justin go first this time? We're going to go...
I just went first.
Did you? Yep. All right, Randy, you go first. Randy, name me a villain from the prequels.
Count Dooku.
Justin.
Senator Palpatine.
Randy.
Does Sidious technically count as Palpatine? Because if so,
I would say they're the same.
Okay. Jango Fett.
Randy. Justin.
Oh, that's a good one. Motherfucking Darth Maul.
Right. Hey, Justin.
All right. That counts.
Randy.
Lot Dodd.
Justin.
Oh, fuck. Viceroy. Whatever the hell is that good enough? The Viceroy?
Sure, Randy.
Well, that was going to be my next one. Newt Gunray.
There you go.
Destroyer droid?
I don't know.
They're pretty badass.
I go Justin on that one.
So Volvo is going to be my next one, and that's all I can.
No one said Darth Vader. All right.
I guess at the end, huh?
Yeah.
Going back to Justin. Justin, name me a vehicle from the prequels.
Pod racer?
Sure. Just Randy.
Naboo fighter.
Justin.
Oh, the Millennium Falcon. You see it.
You do see a Carillion Corvette. I'll count that, Randy.
The Invisible Hand.
Good job. I like it. Justin.
What is that? Is that
Grievous' ship?
Grievous, that would have been a villain, Randy. We didn't even think of that one.
I didn't think of that. So we were just talking about him, but he's so utterly forgettable.
Yeah, no stalling.
I know. I don't know any other vehicles. I'm sorry. That's a fighter tank. Is that a vehicle?
Hey, yeah, that's a vehicle. Just Randy.
Okay. Hailfire droid.
Justin.
Anakin's Jedi Starfighter.
That's a good one, Randy.
That's a good one. The Vulture droids.
Justin?
Ooh, that is good. I don't know anymore. Sorry.
All right. Good job, guys. Good one, Randy. Okay. All right. So now it's Randy's turn to go again. Randy, name me a character from the original trilogy that's also in the prequel trilogy.
Oh, let's go with C-3PO.
Okay, Justin.
R2-D2.
Randy.
Bail Organa. No, fuck.
No.
He doesn't, you know, we see bits and pieces of him. I wanted to go
here. You see his backyard floating in space.
Yeah.
Oh, Randy, let me down. All right. You just went first that time, right? So, Justin, go first this time. Justin, name me a politician from the prequel trilogy. There are a lot of them.
Yeah, there are. Okay, how about Senator Palpatine?
All right. Randy.
Well, I'm going to reprise my previous answer, maybe, and go with Bail Organa.
Justin.
Jar Jar Binks.
Oh, good one, Randy.
That's terrible. Chancellor Valorum.
Good.
Oh, man, that's a good one. I don't...
Three? Two?
Queen Amidala.
There you go. Oh, counted. She was a senator. Randy. She wasn't a queen when she was a senator, but... Randy. You gonna bust out Valorum and then let me down, Randy?
I had the Valorum figure.
I don't know the name of the dude with the little head tail things that stands next to Palpatine all the time.
Alright, 3, 2, 1.
I got nothing.
Justin taking the lead. No one said Mon Mothma.
Oh.
Alright.
I don't even know what a Mon Mothma is.
She was in Return of the Jedi as well.
Oh, yeah. She's in the white, right?
Yeah.
Well, it says we lost a lot of good men to get these plans to you.
But they were just Bothans. No one cares about Bothans. They're shady.
She's all upset.
All right, Randy. You got to get this one to take the lead. Randy, tell me someone who dies in the prequels.
Qui-Gon.
Damn it.
Justin.
Son of a bitch. Mace Windu.
Randy.
Kit Fisto.
Justin.
Oh, Plo Koon.
Randy.
Jango Fett.
Justin.
Oh, shit. Count Dooku.
Randy.
Ki-Adi-Mundi.
Justin.
Aayla Secura, is that how you say her name?
Yeah, good job, Randy.
Did somebody already say Dooku?
I did.
You did.
No, I didn't.
I did.
Yeah, someone said Dooku. 3, 2, 1.
I got nothing. I'm blanking out.
Justin wins.
What?
Good job, Justin. You know what's funny? There were many, many answers, that many, many categories that Padme would have fit into, and you guys didn't really like her. You totally guys. I'm just surprised.
I said her name a couple of times.
You did. Yeah, you said for politics.
I didn't even think of her dying.
Yeah, she died.
Yeah, above a broken heart.
Well, yeah, of a broken heart. Medically, there's nothing wrong with her. But for some reason, we're losing her. That makes no sense. Yeah. Well, good job, Justin. Hey, saying you thought you were going to do good.
I didn't. Well, none of us got Grievous. He didn't think of Chewbacca for like a character in both, or Darth Vader for that matter.
Yeah. And, when you listen back to it, you'll be like, oh my god, I totally forgot about so-and-so.
Yeah.
Serious.
I did not know.
Yeah, what a fun Star Wars themed evening.
That was fun. I am ashamed of myself for not doing better, but that's okay.
It's hard when you're on the spot.
I know.
I was grilling Amy, and then after I'd say, oh, that's enough, and she'd be like, oh man, I forgot this, and this.
Yeah.
It's okay.
I like the part when Zed Jukasa gets shot by blasters.
Lucas's kid blown away, blown to bits.
Yeah, that really happened, you know.
Yeah, you guys pulled out some good ones though. Got Valorum.
Yeah, I didn't know his name.
Got a council.
I had his toy, but I couldn't remember his name. Like it's kicked off of office, right? Or kicked out of office, Chancellor Valorum.
Yeah, he's the chancellor that Palpatine gets kicked out.
Yeah, vote of no confidence or whatever.
Yeah, no confidence.
Man, he really pulled the wool over the Republic's eyes.
They had egg on their face for weeks.
Yeah. That's stupid.
What, do you guys have anything else you want to add to our fun episode today?
This should have been like, just humor us. Try this cloak and hood on really fast.
Like a whole Superman thing. Like in Mystery Men, when the Greg Kinnear's, they got like the little washers looking at him.
Yeah.
He wears glasses.
I got the only thing I want to add is that we do have a new managing editor for TV News, and that is Lacey Gillerin. We've had her on the show before. She's doing a wonderful job. And just want to give a quick shout out to her. Be sure to follow her on the Twitter there, at Lacey Gillerin. And check out all of her posts on geeklegacy.com.
Yeah, we are excited to have her, and she is looking for people to review some television shows. So if there's something you watch that you're passionate about that you thought, hey, I could write a review about that, you know, shoot us an email at info@geeklegacy.com. Let us know a little bit about yourself. Maybe send a sample or two over if you have anything. If you don't, no biggie. You know, we can just chat about it. Same thing goes with films. You know, we can't be everywhere at once, and there's plenty of premieres and screenings and stuff that we'd love to send someone to cover for us. And just shoot us an email, info@geeklegacy.com, if that sounds like something you'd like to do. We're always on the lookout for good writers who want to, write.
Yeah, just act like you don't need the shit so you get the shit for free.
That's right. Got to get the khakis.
Yeah.
Get the jobs, you get the khakis, then you get the girls.
I like it.
Say it. Anything else? Randy, got anything?
I am spent.
Ooh, I like the sound of that.
Me too.
Screenshot or it didn't happen.
Incoming.
Well, thanks for joining us for this episode of the Geek Legacy Podcast. Make sure you listen to all the podcasts in the Geek Legacy Network. We got the Pixelated Podcast with very own Justin and Steven. They had a special guest on this week, so definitely check out this week's podcast. It was amazing. Metal Gear Solid, all up in your face. We also have the Comic Corner podcast with Tyler and Jeff, where they talk about comics on their pull list. They usually have a fun little rant about something that sucks that week, a rave about something that's great, and they really, really break down comics into edible chunks since there's so much to just digest. Make sure you like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, and for all your geek news and reviews, go to geeklegacy.com.